message is leading to the destruction and downfall of our entire country. We'll be back with you tomorrow, Lord willing. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views as well. If you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I thought maybe I'd talk, though, a little this evening, just talk a little bit about the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack again, because tomorrow afternoon I'm having Ambassador James Woolsey on our line, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. But of course, he has written extensively and talked and lectured extensively about what he feels is a real danger of the electromagnetic pulse attack on America. And what is really so dramatic about this is, if it were to occur instantaneously, America would change, and it probably would change forever. And basically, that sounds like a pretty outlandish statement, and yet suddenly you would find that very, very shortly we would not have electricity in many of our major cities, and suddenly the production of many of our products, our fuel, gasoline, diesel, many of the products that we need, is the very essence of this society, it would cease because we wouldn't be able to get them, and basically because you have to have electricity for so many, many things. And suddenly, I believe that the threat is a very real threat. Congressman Roscoe Bartlett was probably one of the longest-serving congressmen. I think he was in Congress at least 20 years, and an arch-conservative. He headed the group of congressmen that was trying to get something done. And actually, in 2010, they were able to get the House of Representatives to vote unanimously for a resolution to solve the problem so that we would not have to face the threat of an EMP attack. Because, of course, basically just changing the relays and changing some of the connectors and changing something, putting electronic material in to protect the transformers, there would not be a problem. This is what Russia and China and other countries have done to protect themselves. But every effort has been made to block that from happening in America, and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense, and most people don't even realize there's a problem. If they do, they think it's suddenly just all make up. This could never happen to America. And I would like to ask, why couldn't it happen to America? If God is just, isn't he going to do something to disrupt our disastrous course of using our financial and military power to bring about this one-world government, this subversive effort to destroy the infrastructure of our nation? Well, it's open lines, so we'd like to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Congress actually authorized a committee, a commission to investigate the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. They actually worked for 8 years, and they actually produced this report. You can get it off the internet. I've read it through. It's 160 to 180 pages. And basically, of course, if you read it, you'll find out that basically, if this were to happen, if we were to have this electronic attack on America, it would wipe out our whole financial system. You see, if you have money in the bank, well, there's no real money there. It's all electronic. And suddenly you would find that the whole economic system of America would collapse. And they talk about this in the report, and nobody ever mentions that to the public. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and so it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and we have Eric on the line from Michigan. We'll get to Eric in just a moment. How about our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I was simply talking about the Congressional Commission report of the threat of an EMP attack. It's 2008. Remember, this is an eight-year work by probably about eight PhDs, headed by Dr. Peter Pry, who I have interviewed. And basically, they analyzed every aspect of what an EMP attack would do to America. First of all, there'd be a total collapse of our economic system because it's all electronic and tied to electronic banking. And then, of course, we saw what happened just last week when suddenly, whether it was real or imagined or engineered, why suddenly the people who had credit cards, so-called food stamp cards, couldn't get their food. Cards didn't work for a few hours, and there were demonstrations, there were riots, there were people taking things off the shelves that couldn't pay for them and walking out of out of Walmart and other stores. Could you imagine what would happen if it weren't just a localized area, but all across the country there were no food on the shelves? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what the report that came out of the Congressional Commission talked about, and the fact that there'd be no water in our major cities. Within a week or two, there'd be total chaos all across America. Now, when that report came out, why did the major media totally ignore it? Why has every effort been made to play down the danger? Why has been every effort to block the efforts by congressmen? And there is a group of congressmen today that's trying very hard to get a legislation through, and yet there's something called the SHIELD Act. It's in Congress. They can't get out of committee. Someone or some group is blocking efforts to prevent an electromagnetic pulse attack. Now, I'm bringing this out because tomorrow afternoon on our 4 o'clock program, Ambassador Woolsey is going to be with us. He's written extensively on this. I'm looking forward to his concern, and I hope you'll be listening or get the copy of his talk here on Radio Liberty, because it's vitally important that you understand that there are a number of very key and important people who are frightened to death at the prospect of what's out there, and the fact that this is not being relayed to the American people. There's an obvious, coordinated, organized effort to conceal the information and to block anything being done, and we have to ask why. Well, let's go to Eric, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Eric. How are you doing? What would you like to talk about?
Well, Dr. Stan, I just really want to extend my great gratitude for what you just stated about the SHIELD Act. And the reason I was calling is your interviews with Karen Hudis. And he was at the last night, the Johnson fella at a Panda Unite, because it's now abundantly clear to me, at least, and hopefully others in the audience, that the blueprint by which we can proceed, shall we say, righteously, confidently, and with great fortitude, is the fact that they've delineated the process by which we can proceed to restore accountability in government. And to hear what Karen Hudis has repeatedly stated regarding the marvelous gold deposit, not only in the Bank of Hawaii, which you said was 170,000 metric tons, that boggles my mind right there. But then to acknowledge what she said about multiple locations of thousands of metric tons of gold, and then her data proves that it's supposed to be utilized for the benefit of the common people. So we really need to move full speed ahead here. And if you could ask Ambassador Woolsey, he, Dr. Stan, of all people, must have the knowledge of who is blocking the SHIELD Act's implementation, wouldn't you think?
Well, I would think that, and the interesting thing is, Eric, I've talked to a number of the people who are on the front lines of this battle, whether it be Ambassador Cooper, or I've talked to Michael Maloof, who worked for the Defense Department for 30 years and is now a writer for WorldNet Daily, and Dr. Peter Pry, and I've asked them all the same question. Why aren't we doing what is logical? Who is blocking this? And, they all have said exactly the same thing. And suddenly, you could sort of sense their frustration and their sincerity when they said, they all said the same thing, I don't know. And basically, because that is really, I mean, here are these intelligent people on the front lines of battle, and they don't, because it doesn't make any sense. Initially, when I saw what was going on, I said, well, this has got to be the establishment. I mean, they're the ones who control the media. They're the ones who are able to manipulate certainly our reality. And then, of course, the more I think about it, this would be the last thing that the Brotherhood of Darkness would want, because it would destroy certainly the infrastructure, if this were to occur. It would destroy the infrastructure of our society. It would destroy the electronic infrastructure that they're using to monitor each of us. And certainly their electronic credit cards wouldn't work. Certainly their electronic cameras wouldn't work. Everything that they have, or almost everything they have by which they're monitoring us, with their drones and certainly with their satellites and certainly with all of the gadgetry that they have, is dependent upon electronics. And so if it is not the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, people call the power elite, there has to be another force out there. And that is the interesting thing to contemplate. But I will promise you, Eric, I will ask Ambassador Woolsey tomorrow the same question, see what response we get. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, it's open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We don't have to talk on the threat of an EMP attack. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Go right ahead, Eric.
Ben, I still, the power elite, as Dr. Cuddy so eloquently and masterfully described, to me, they want chaos because they've always portrayed themselves as America's best and brightest. They have the solutions, right? And they mastermind, they orchestrate crisis creation, you know, the Hegelian dialectic, over and over again, with false flags, etc. I think they want a total, and they've got continuity of government. I'm sure they have their alternative systems ready to go, and they just want massive chaos. And to me, that is the ultimate justification or rationale for this internal massive police state with Homeland Security and the rest of it, threat fusion centers, and all the massive procurement of the hollow point ammunition. I hate to think the worst, but I can't fathom a more plausible scenario or explanation in terms of a scenario. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope Ambassador Woolsey will have a stellar intel report that will empower us to proceed at the state level. Who knows, maybe at the state level something can be implemented. And with the fellow who was on last night, I haven't seen his intelligence material, but I'm very impressed, and I'm moving full speed ahead, Dr. Stan. I hope others will do likewise.
Well, Eric, you may very well be right. I mean, I'm not saying I have all the answers. I just say that, to me, I don't think they're ready to destroy America just yet. I mean, certainly because they want to use America's wealth and our military power to bring about their world government. And this is why we have our troops all over the world. This is why we have certainly close to at least 800, maybe more than that, foreign military bases, because they're using the financial and military power of the United States to establish this one world satanic government that's prophesied in the scriptures. Now, maybe this is the time they're going to do this, or maybe, and of course, there's the other thing to contemplate, and that is perhaps God is going to use this to bring judgment on America. I don't know, but they're fascinating times to live, fascinating times to have a voice voice, and fascinating times to know the Lord and to understand that we are involved in a great spiritual battle as this thing is unfolding. You know that God's hand is in everything that's going on, and this is what most of the people who go discuss what's taking place miss. Or if they do, they simply don't think of it. They think of it objectively from a political or from a historical or from a financial point of view, but they don't look at it from the spiritual point of view. And well, we're just going to have to keep our eyes focused there. It may give us a better insight into what's going on, but it is going to be fascinating to see this unfold in this coming, in this coming year or two, because basically we're on the brink of a dramatic change in America. I believe once these things begin to unfold, the America we know will never exist again. Go right ahead. Once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Anything else you'd like to say, Eric?
So thank you, Dr. Shane. In closing, I'm calling upon the Holy Spirit in everything I do. And as you said, we have to trust in our Savior and Creator, you know. So that's absolute great words of wisdom there.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. Bye-bye. Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's Open Line on Wednesday, and we'll be calling from Live Oak. And for those of you who don't know, Live Oak is a suburb of Santa Cruz. It's on the north shore of Monterey Bay. And hi, Ruby. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Hi. Because I haven't called in for a long time.
I know you haven't. That's why I haven't heard from you. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah,
incident for our listeners out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, go right ahead, Ruby.
I have a kind of a peculiar request of you or your listeners, anybody who has an opinion on this. Several months ago, a friend of mine was sick, and so I gave him some vitamin D3, which I had ordered, because I ordered my vitamins from Puritan's Pride. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that over the air, but it's a really, really good company. But he told me that they made him sick. It's vitamin D3, and ever since I heard of it from you, like about 5 years ago, I started taking them, and it's really, really, really helped me. Every time I start to get sick or anything, I pop some vitamin D3, and I just don't get sick. But this friend of mine said that the vitamin D made him sick, and I said, that's not possible. And then a couple of weeks ago, another friend of mine, she was saying she wasn't feeling very well. I said, well, just go home and take your vitamin D. I said, it's really fantastic. You take a bunch of those and some vitamin C, and you won't get sick. And she said, well, I tried to take the vitamin D, but it made me sick. And I thought, this is weird. This is two people that told me that vitamin D made them sick. Is that possible?
I don't think so, unless you took an excessive amount of it, and you'd have to take about 50,000 units every day for four or five months, and then you might get vitamin D intoxication. But ordinarily, it's a very benign vitamin, basically, is what happens. It's your body's response to sunlight, and your body releases it. But to my knowledge, certainly, at least the product that we take, we have something we get from a major corporation. It comes out under our own label, but we've never had a complaint of anybody getting, to my knowledge, getting sick from the product that we carry, the vitamin D that we carry.
I just told them, you know, take any old
right.
vitamin D, you know, and something you get over at, the store or something.
Sure, I really can't comment on it because I don't know. I don't know anything about the brand. But ordinarily, vitamin D is essential. It certainly will help as so many things. It helps with your bones, helps with your muscles, helps with your mind, helps with your immune system. And basically, of course, it's a vitally important product as far as maintaining your health is concerned.
Well, you know, these people are just more computer savvy than I am, and I'm just going to tell them to go ahead and look it up for yourselves, because, I mean, some people you just, oh, no, it made me sick. No, it's not possible for it to make you sick unless you took tons and tons of it.
Right,
take two or three of them, you know, I think, you know, I don't know, maybe it's all in their head, but I'll tell them to just look it up themselves and see how valuable it is.
Really, it is a very, very benign as far as your response to it is concerned, but vitally important for your health, mm-hmm. especially for maintaining your immune response and, mm-hmm. and certainly for maintaining the integrity of your bone and your mind. Anything else, Ruby?
Nope, that was it.
It's good to hear from you, and thanks
okay.
very much.
Okay.
Okay,
Bonnie.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Now let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. And how are you, sir?
Well, I'm getting better. I had this flu bug, but fortunately, we've got over it, and I'm getting stronger every day. Good, it takes a little bit longer as you get older to bounce back, but we're bouncing back.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Here's what I'd like to mention in regards to this EMP attack. And I was just speaking with your screener, and he said, and I agree, and I think you even mentioned it, that it wouldn't make sense for them to want to have an EMP attack since, you know, we're so dependent, you know, because the United States, like you say, is their foothold to bring about this whole one world government. But let me just say this. In light of that, in light of the scriptures, now, it has to do with who's to say that God doesn't intervene with an EMP attack from the sun? And could it be possible, in light of Genesis, where just before the Tower of Babel was almost completed, God stepped in and dismantled that whole project because it was...
He absolutely did. And remember, of course, that basically the prophecy is certainly that there's going to be certainly a casteless society. But basically, it doesn't necessarily, it's an United States, it's America, a mystery Babylon. Hold on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan, our Telex open lines, our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Joe calling from New Jersey is just talking about the various ideas that there are out there. And there's the idea of the premillennial rapture and the postmillennial rapture, and the fact that there is no rapture. Man is just going to improve the world until God comes. And it's all conjecture on our part. People feel very, very strongly about it. I have my views, but I'm not saying that they are correct. It is simply a convenient way of looking at things. We're going to be watching unfolding of events, and I really believe we're moving into a very significant time. Jill, do you want to go ahead and wrap up with your thoughts for us?
My whole idea or theory, whatever you want to call it, hinges on certain passages of scriptures which it says, like, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying, being given in marriage, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. That's very sudden. And here's the other one, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and boom. That's where I'm coming from on this. And I think it's going to have to hinge upon Matthew 24, where it says, as lightning comes out of the east, and that to me is the sun, which bright shining. So it could come from the sun. That's all I got to say. And whatever, just have Jesus in your heart, and that's all you could do.
That's absolutely right. We're going to have to watch and see, because I think God's hand is in everything going on today. God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
Okay.
And let's go to Dee, who's calling from Post Falls. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's open lines. And hi, Dee, you've been hanging on patiently. Thanks for waiting. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I wanted to comment on several more or less public figures. He's at it again, that despicable enemy of the Constitution, an unrepentant member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, and I'm referring to Rick Santorum. He's coming to Washington State soon, and he has every appearance of running for presidency yet again. And I just wanted to warn the people, if they doubt that assessment, they really need to read David Shipper's book, because he was absolutely instrumental in keeping that war criminal Bill Clinton in office as a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Okay, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, on a more positive note, there was a Dr. Michael Ritz, Oklahoma State Representative District 80, MD and JD, and this guy would make an excellent Radio Liberty guest. He did a wonderful talk recently before the John Birch Society on using the 10th Amendment nullification to defeat Obamacare. And I felt greatly encouraged by his presentation.
All right. Why don't you, if my us in the email is drstanradio@aol.com, drstanradio@aol.com. Why don't you send his telephone number or his email to me, and we'll see if we can get in touch with him. Okay?
Yeah, maybe I'll call your product line.
Okay, fine. That'll be fine. Yeah. Thanks very much. And let's certainly go to, we have a Joan calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And Joan from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, how are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Fine, thank you. I have something unusual to comment on the vitamin D, that lady that was saying her friend felt sick.
Right, okay.
We've taken it, and I don't anymore, but my daughter had a box of multivitamins, and it's in there. But when I had my hair analyzed, the roots, and I still am on that. And when I had an analysis done, they sent me a letter with my all my numbers for my, you know, my vitamins of what I had and what percentage I had. And I got a line in here, a sentence that they said, "Dear Joan, vitamin D is not a vitamin. Vitamin D3, rather, three, is not a vitamin. Is a hormone made from sheep's lanolin. In other words, the three is." And there, a friend of mine did get a vitamin D2, but she's claiming that the D3, is made from the sheep's lanolin, and it can become toxic in your system. I don't know. I mean, this is...
Well, I'll tell you what. I will look into it. I will give you a report one of these evenings. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. I have the name of the ear analysis.
Well, we will go ahead and check it out with our sources. And thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Well, good, Dr. Stan. I've got a question. I have John Shorey's book, The Window of the Lord's Return.
Right. Did you enjoy that? Did you enjoy the book?
Excellent, yes. And I'm reading it for a second time. I heard you mention in one program that he has a chronological order of the Book of Revelation.
Yes, well,
and I have, how can I get the chronological order as he sees it of the Book of Revelation?
Well, I think that it's in a small little book. Have you been up at the internet to look it up? I think he has it published up there. I could be mistaken. If he doesn't, you can always call our 800 number, and if it's in a book form, we will carry it. But I believe, because you can get that, go up on the internet using his name and see if you can find it there, okay?
Well, I don't have a computer.
All right, but then you call our exchange, and we'll check it out for you and get back in touch.
But Dr. Stan, it's not a book. It's just some papers.
All right, fine. We will get them for you. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. What he is basically saying is that some of the verses are out of order. And it's almost as if when it was laid out, God repeated some things or went ahead to emphasize them because he thought it was significant. But if you read it in his sequence rather than the sequence that they are in the scriptures, they make a lot more sense, and I think he's probably right. Okay?
I have two other questions for you to comment on. What can you tell us about Area 51? Is how many acres, and is there anything going on there militarily or government-wise?
Well, there's been something going on. Area 51, for those people who don't know, is an area in a high secret area in Nevada where they carry out all sorts of secret tests, and also they have underground facilities. And basically, this is where the government carries out its secret programs. And basically, of course, that there are people within our government who are deeply involved in the occult and are in communication with the other dimension. And basically, as incredible as it seems, there really are supernatural forces in the world. They come from the dark side, and this is really what motivates America's foreign and domestic policy of creating this one world government in preparation for the coming rule of Satan. And they do all sorts of things there at the end of 21. They're all top secret, and nobody knows what really goes on there. But I will tell you that most of it is not for the benefit of America, but for this globalist dream of the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the destruction of Christianity, which is the basic theme of our government today, not only here in this country, but throughout the world, and then the establishment of the one world rule under the coming Antichrist.
One other quick question, Dr. Stan. What can you tell us about V2K, voice-to-skull technology?
I really can't tell you anything about it. I don't know.
That's with the shooter in Washington, the Naval Yard, the extremely low frequency ELF, and they were using the voice to spell on him.
Are you talking about this gentleman who actually said that he had a gun, that he had talked about the ELF in his gun, and the fact that the voices were talking to him? Well, basically,
right,
because he had been trying to get help for some time. He was apparently a naval officer, and he felt that they were playing games with his mind, and they may very well be playing games with his mind. They do this sort of thing. They target people. I don't know the truth of that. Joyce Riley has some very interesting material on that. And we were going to talk about it this afternoon. We got so busy talking about other things we didn't have a chance to. But you might call her telephone number. the Power Hour. I can't give you the telephone number itself, but if you have anybody, they could put you in touch with her. She, I'm sure, has good information on this. She's looked into it. And we have to understand that some of these people are crazy, and some of them are victims of government programs that have actually programmed their minds. They are Manchurian candidates, victims of mind control. Remember, following World War II, why, of course, under something known as Operation Paperclip, we brought a number of the most evil and wicked Nazi scientists to America. Some of them, of course, went to work on the space program. Some of them went to work, certainly, creating new and horrible diseases that are infecting us today. And some of them went to work on mind control programs. And those mind control programs are being utilized today to control and distort the reality of the American people. Whether this was a victim of this, whether he was just simply crazy, I don't know. But there's enough information out there that at least raises some red lights and concerns. And when I talked to Joyce just yesterday, she was talking about this gentleman, and she's very concerned. He had actually called a group, something like Survivors, I've forgotten the name of it, but it has to do with the military people who've been programmed and they're trying to get their minds straightened out. He'd called them a month before the attack, and asked for their help. They certainly just put him down in the records because they get a lot of calls. But immediately after the attack in Washington, the FBI called them and said, "We know he called you. Why did he call you?" How did they know that? I don't know. But this is what Joyce told me. So there's much more to the story than we know. There's much more to most of these stories than we know. And for instance, you go into many of these stories, a story about the shooting at Sandy Hook School. Why are they keeping that report top secret? Why are they withholding information? Why are they tearing down the school building? Why in heaven's name would you want to tear down an expensive school building and then build another one for millions and millions of dollars? It doesn't make sense. They're covering something, but I can't tell you what it is.
Dr. Stan, there's a Dr. John Hall that talked about V2K on several shortwave programs. One of the things, do you know, do you have any idea if Obama may know who did the Twin Towers and how that all came about? Do you think the president knows about that?
I have no idea, but I will tell you one thing, and that is we haven't been told the truth. Because you can go up on the internet and you can simply type in, 9/11 hijackers or 6 9/11 hijackers living in Middle East. And I hope our listeners will do that. I did it just today. Type in 6 9/11 hijackers living in the Middle East. You'll find that 6 or 7 of those hijackers came back to life after dialing. It's the most amazing thing. If you don't believe, certainly, and that the people can come back to life, that why these people did, they're all alive and living over there. How could that happen? Because everything we've told us about that day is a lie. And nobody's ever asked why did they have at least 3 or 4 separate cameras centered on building number 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon. Why would they do that? It only took 6 seconds for the building to come down. Why were they taking pictures of the building before it started to come down? And I'd like to suggest they knew it was going to come down because, of course, the BBC had announced 30 minutes before the building come down that Building 7 had already come down. And, of course, they were as they were giving the broadcast, while you could see behind them, the building was still there. So the last thing they want you to know is they killed those people because they need an excuse to get us into a war, first of all with Afghanistan and then with Iraq. Okay, anything else, Dave?
Oh, no, very interesting. Thank you so much, Doug.
Okay, God bless. And my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. We've got Joy or Jay calling from SoCal. Hi, Jay.
Yes, sir. Hear me, Dr. Stan?
Yep.
Okay, I'd like to comment that this EMP thing, I think... I'm sorry, you think I'm crazy, but I think it would be the best thing for this country, if something like that to happen, to wake everybody up, you know, because everybody is so asleep, it's just insane. First, that's the first thing. And secondly, some people are waking up. I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm like, you know, neither one. So I'm amazed at the people I know that are the Democrats, and they're starting to, you know, get worried, you know? And that's got to be concerning to the people in charge, because they're the last thing that the people in charge want is the radical left coming up. Because those are the weathermen and stuff, and those are the real radicals. I mean,
well, I think that we just have to get people to think, and sometimes if you just ask them a question like, what would happen if the financial system collapsed tomorrow and everything you have in your savings account and in your pension and your annuities and suddenly in bonds and it all just disappeared and suddenly you would lose everything you've worked your life for, what would happen? Well, this certainly could happen, and just raise the question. Or said the other question is, can you explain to me how that six or seven of those hijackers who died on September 11th, they were all killed in the crashes, how they get to come back to life? And then they look at you and they question what you're saying. Just have them go up on the internet. There are a dozen articles I saw there today about those people who, six hijackers, came back to life. They received reincarnated and they're living well in the Middle East. How could that happen? You need to get people to think. That's all we can do, Jay, and that is pray for them as well, because behind everything going on are powerful and demonic forces.
Yes, sir, I understand that. But I'm saying that the people that's on the left are starting to wake up. So I'm not right on the right or the left. I listen to both of them. You know, conservative people woke up, you know, years ago. Now the left's starting to wake up. When they come together, left and the right, you know what I'm saying, then you know, the people in charge are going to freak out because they got nowhere else to go.
I share your enthusiasm. The more people wake up, and basically an awful lot of left-wingers are good people, very, very concerned. And once they begin to understand what this is all about, they'll be the best supporters they have for our goal, and that is to educate the people about the spiritual nature of what's going on. And they probably will recognize the demonic forces. There has to be a demonic force behind what's going on.
Yes, sir, it has to be. Because
right.
If you read in Daniel, the prince of Persia was fighting against Michael, you know, the angel, and the demon of Persia is still there because that's Iran.
Amen.
It's the same country, you know? It's the same place. I don't like it. But one more question you can answer this off the air. How come we never heard about these drone airplanes before 9/11?
Okay.
You can answer that question for me, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thanks so much. And we've got Herman calling. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. On November 13th and 14th, I've heard there are supposed to be government exercises relating to the power grids going down and possible effects on the banks as well. And since we had exercises on 9/11 and at the Boston Marathon, a heads up to everybody to get prepared, maybe get yourself some candles or whatever.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Herman was calling in just before the we went to the break, talking about it, having heard the gentleman who had been talking on the radio about suddenly this. What is going on as far as the threat of an EMP attack? The gentleman, of course, coming from a Christian point of view, and said it may take something like an EMP attack to turn people back to God. It would be a terrible, terrible thing. There'd be terrible suffering. I mean, we're talking about possibly tens, if not hundreds of millions of people dying. But suddenly, the way America's going to be destroyed. I hope and pray it doesn't happen. But if it's in God's will, why suddenly we're going to see very, very difficult times in the coming weeks, months, and years. But it certainly may turn, and hopefully will turn, many people back to our Lord. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our newsletter and the four best tapes or CDs in the month. Or you can certainly get the various tapes we have in four tape sets. We've got a great CD set, my interviews with Karen Hootis. It's called, A Financial Fraud. I believe that's the title of it, Financial Fraud. Anyway, it's now completed, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also have an excellent DVD. It's called The Best Enemies Money Can Buy. It's an interview I did certainly 33 years ago with Professor Sutton, who is a fellow at the Stanford University, until he told the truth about the Vietnam War. And, of course, the truth of the Vietnam War is we financed the Viet Cong. All during the war, you couldn't have an enemy, couldn't have a war without an enemy. So we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. Of course, we fought a 10-year war. We could have ended it in 6 weeks, but they didn't want to end the war. I was told that suddenly by 4-star Marine General Lew Walt. We have an interview with him. I was told that by suddenly Ambassador William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to both Laos. During the Vietnam War, went to actually Paris along with Kissinger, and then, of course, he was American ambassador to Iraq before the final deal. He was there during the first hostage crisis, not the second one. But basically, he said to me, and both he and Lew Walt said, I never understood why we didn't end the war. We could end it in 6 weeks, talking about Vietnam. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. But instead, they sent our boys time and again to take the same hill, to kill more or wound or maim them. We lost 58,000 American boys in a no-win war. And ladies and gentlemen, they're going to take us into another war. It's only a matter of time over there in the Middle East. I don't know when it's coming, but there's no question they're planning on some terrible and horrible bloody wars. And the next war, I fear, is going to involve America as well. And we've been able to sit back here and watch World War One and World War Two and the Vietnam War and the Korean War and the First Gulf War and the Second World War. They didn't affect America. But I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country. If you'd like to get the DVDs, I mentioned The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. If you'd like to get the 4-CD set of the financial fraud, if you'd like to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, which goes into the population control agenda and how they intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world. Their figure is about 80 to 90% of the population. And you say, that's crazy. Who in their right mind would want to do that? The answer is nobody in their right mind. If you'd like to get my population control agenda monograph, you can pull it down on the internet. Population control agenda. Or certainly get it from my website, or certainly I can send you a free copy if you get anything from it you requested. Our number 1-800-544-8897. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Melody Cedarstrom, who's been a faithful supporter and helper for Radio Liberty for the last 9 years or more. She sells discount gold and silver. And it's always a pleasure having Melody with us. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Oh, just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
What in heaven's name is going on with gold and silver? I mean, it's been down, and now it seems to be coming back again. It's almost as if somebody is playing games with those prices.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, I think with everything that is going on, I mean, gold should be selling for, you know, $2,000+, and silver should certainly be much, much higher than where it is today. If you take into account everything that has happened in the past year. I mean, last January, the U.S. was ready to go off the cliff and into an abyss. We just came out of a government shutdown and just about a default on our debt. And, of course, we still have that battle coming again after the first of the year. So, again, with the situation and the view and the world view of our politics and our monetary policy and the way the U.S. is handling our accounts, certainly confidence is eroding around the world. So these prices should be much, much higher. And I do believe there is a degree of manipulation in both the gold and silver markets. I also believe there's a degree there is absolutely no fear in the markets either. You know, people are very happy to see their quarterly statements come in with the stock markets doing very well. The S&P has hit records, I think, for the past 4 days. Today was the first day that it didn't make it to the fifth day. And So they have seen, and they're not worried about their money. It's there. It came back from the Dow hitting 6,000, 5 years ago, and they've fallen into a complacency that the world is fine. They understand that the government, they'll call it politics, they'll point fingers at the Tea Partiers and think that they're just creating this mess and they just want everything to go away and they want to live their happy lives. But usually when people begin to fall under that spell, things will happen, things do happen, and they have a chance of losing a lot of their hard-earned money. It's not something they should just forget about and think that they're going to live their merry lives. We're going to have inflation creep back into our pocketbooks. That will not go away. You cannot continue to, our country is bankrupt, and it really is as simple as that.
I agree with you. In fact, I was reading something from Gerald Celente today, and for our listeners out there, Gerald Celente is sort of a financial advisor, has been quite accurate in the past, and he says, certainly the first of next year, or certainly by the second quarter of next year, you can expect the whole national house of cards to come down, and don't have your money in the bank. Have whatever you have in your own possession, and of course he's really talking about gold and silver, have suddenly the your wealth that you have where you know where it is, because of course you're not going to be able to lay your hands on it otherwise. And I think he's certainly sounding the same message of alarm that you are. Would that be a fair assessment?
Absolutely. And I think people have been taken to the brink. They've been told that we have a currency collapse already. Our currency would be replaced. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of sensationalism. And sometimes we can't imagine that things are continuing as is. We think that something's going to happen. I always said you can never underestimate their power.
Hold that thought for just a moment. If you're out there in the listening audience, would like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're simply talking about how difficult it is for most Americans to recognize that this wonderful society we have today is simply created by creating artificially $1 trillion a year. We're certainly, all of a sudden, the deficit, national deficit, is running $1 trillion a year. Basically, they said, oh, well, it wasn't that bad this last year. Our debt was only 640 billion dollars. But of course, certainly, as soon as they raised the spending limits, why, immediately they had to go out and borrow well over $330 billion in one day. They increased the debt to well over from 16.7 to 17 trillion dollars. It increased just in one day. And they don't make much of an issue out of this, but everything is being done on borrowed money. And when you're living on borrowed money, sometimes you're going to have to pay it back. Well, the telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. If you have a question or comment, because she's right on the front lines of this battle, dealing in gold and silver. And how long have you been in the business, Melody?
Oh, almost 19 years.
19 long years. You've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?
We certainly have. But the one thing that when we started from the beginning is the reason why people buy gold and silver. It all came down to a fiat currency. And it all comes down to when you have a fiat currency, over time it loses value. And in order to buy gold and silver, you hedge yourself against the inflation that the fiat currencies create. It's nothing new. It always happens. It's not going to go away. This time is not different. And we've certainly seen inflation creep into our pocketbooks. We've certainly seen the changes of gold prices over the years. And so certainly those who understand, we didn't have this type of problems that we have today. We didn't have 20 years ago. But we did have the fiat currency. We had our problems, but not to this degree. So I can't imagine what the next 20 years will be like. It won't be better. I don't believe there's anyone in Washington to, there might be a few who at least try to bring attention to the problem, but I don't believe changes. I don't believe there's enough, the right kind of power in Washington to change anything. You can't change things when you're bankrupt. It's very difficult to fix things when you're bankrupt and there's no real money available.
But the average individual doesn't understand the monetary system. They honestly think that a dollar is a dollar is a dollar without understanding it is simply created. They can print as many as they want to, and now they're printing almost $1 trillion a year just out of absolutely nothing. How long can you do that before the whole system comes down?
I can't imagine very long. I mean, it all comes back to confidence, and as long as there's no hiccups along the way, but we all know life happens. Things happen. Things come from left field. Events happen. Situations happen. So we have one of those situations, and yeah, it will all come tumbling down. I used to think that there would have to be some sort of an event. I think it's just going to collapse under its own weight.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, the whole idea of our currency, it's all based upon debt. The average individual doesn't understand the significance of that. It's one thing, of course, when the government prints money. It's another thing when you have a privately owned central bank that actually lends the money. And every dollar that the government borrows, you have to pay back not only the principal, you have to pay back the debt. And basically, we'd borrowed money to fight World War I, or we're still paying interest on that money. Can you explain to our listeners how this whole disastrous debt system suddenly complicates our lives?
Well, I mean, just like anything, wealth cannot be measured. I mean, wealth has to be measured against something. I mean, it cannot be measured against debt. And that's wealth previously was always measured against gold. Gold was a measure of wealth. And today it's debt. And I'm not quite sure what your question is as far as
Well, basically, Chris, the thing is, say we borrowed money to fight World War One. Mm-hmm. We've never paid that money back again. And we still not only paid the money back, we have to pay interest on that money we borrowed back certainly in 1917, 1918, 1919. And we probably paid that back three or four or five times in the intervening 70 or 80 years. And basically, because when you have something based upon debt, you have to keep paying interest on it. Why? Because it compounds and compounds and compounds. And it gets to the fact eventually it gets prohibitive. And basically, in the past, you know, we had when Jimmy Carter became president, we had a debt of $800 billion when he left the presidency. We had a debt of $1 trillion when Reagan left the presidency. We had a debt of $2.7 trillion. When suddenly Bill Clinton left the presidency, we had a debt of $5.7 trillion. When George Bush suddenly almost doubled the debt to $10.7 billion. And now, since Obama got in, there was $10.7 billion owed when, of course, he went in. And now we own over $17 trillion in simply 5 years. And the debt is beginning to just simply multiply itself and compound itself. It's like compound interest, paying interest on the interest. Would that be a fair analysis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, he still has another, 3 years to be in office. So he could probably tag on another $3 trillion. If not more in the next 3 years, as long as they continue the same path as of the last 5 years. So certainly it's going to continue. And again, they can't fix anything. Once you get into that deep a debt, you have no money to fix anything. And you can print it, but the problem created from printing will become far worse than the problem itself. So There's no solution to the problem. They're managing it. They're able to balance it, you know, through their ability to their $85 billion a month into mortgage-backed securities and into the treasuries. They're able to balance it by manipulating the currencies. They're able to balance it, and but it's something that can't be balanced for any length of time.
And basically, of course, what they're doing is what would bring about inflation rampant inflation would be if all this money that they've created went into the market and suddenly would drive up the cost of all goods. So to prevent that, of course, they're paying the banks interest. They're lending them money at 0% interest. And then, of course, they get the banks to lend it back to the Federal Reserve at a quarter or a half percent interest. So they make money out of nothing. But it keeps the money from certainly coming into circulation and creating runaway inflation like we've seen in the Weimar Republic or in Rhodesia or Zimbabwe. But of course, one of these days, if other countries begin to lose confidence in the dollar as a reserve currency, there's a major cataclysmic event, whatever that might be. And if countries start to dump their dollars throughout the world, all those dollars are going to come back to America. And we're talking about $30 or $40 trillion out there that could funnel back in here. What would that do, Melody?
Well, certainly, you know, we would have the inflation that they've been able to basically hide. We would certainly see higher prices, of course. You would see higher gold prices, much higher.
But first, for the people who are actually in regular currency, it would simply wipe out the value of their life savings, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, we're sitting on the very verge of a financial catastrophe unparalleled during your entire lifetime and certainly seen only, well, we saw this in Argentina a decade or two ago. We saw it in Zimbabwe, where, of course, it just destroyed the life savings of all of the people who were living there. We saw it in the Weimar Republic, but it's happened time and again down throughout history. But the average American is never told about this. We think we're going to be able to maintain this system indefinitely. And I would like to suggest it's not a matter of if, but when the house of cards comes down. And for those who haven't made preparations, they could lose everything they've spent their whole life accumulating. I'm talking about their pension, their annuity, their bonds, the money in the bank, and anything else that's just certainly mediated in dollars. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, do you think that the average individual really understands the catastrophic course that we're headed on?
I think not. I think people are taking a chance. I think they feel they've seen time and time again, whether it be some sort of a financial situation. You look at Detroit. It's there. It's not in there. It's not in Texas. That's Detroit. It's not going to happen in Texas. That's in Detroit. It's not happening here in Phoenix. It's in Detroit. So I think there's people really don't associate that it can happen to them. And I believe what's happening in Detroit could very well be a test as far as their pension plan. They're going through bankruptcy. I heard one person talking today that, the pensions, they're not going to lose 100% of their money. Like it was okay that they would lose some, but they're not going to lose 100%, and that's good. And I think people believe that. I hear people, they'll say to me, well, I'm going to lose my money in my retirement account, but I don't want to pull my money out because I'm going to lose 10%. They're willing to lose 50%, but they don't want to pull it out and pay the 10% penalty.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody is simply pointing out the fact that certainly our industries are moving overseas, and probably the last thing that's going to drive them overseas is Obamacare. It is designed basically to do that. And basically, so many of the companies are either cutting back on the number of employees. If you can get a number of employees down to less than 50, you don't have to buy the health insurance. Or if you can get anybody who's working less than 30 hours a week, why you don't have to provide them health insurance. So more and more people are shifting. Either they're laying off people, or they're certainly moving overseas, or they're certainly hiring people for 29 hours a week, and then hiring more people to work part-time. And Obamacare is doing everything they can to drive industries out of the United States. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have 90 million eligible workers unemployed in America today. 90 million eligible unemployed workers in America today. And they tell us, well, of course, the unemployment rate is falling, but they don't tell you what the U6 unemployment rate is doing. They only talk about the U2 unemployment rate. And the old adage is figures don't lie, but liars figure, and liars are hired by the government. Look at the U6 unemployment rate. Those who are unemployed, those who are underemployed, and those who have given up looking for work, and you'll find out why we have 90 million Americans eligible who are not working today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody, how can people get in touch with you and with your organization, and what will they learn? Why will they benefit from getting in touch with you?
Well, they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website, dgscoins.com, DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com. We have a small weekly newsletter that is produced. They can sign up for it. It's no cost. We combine forces with some health writers, so you get a little bit of health and wealth articles. We also archive our programs, and you can listen also live for our program on Monday through Friday at 4 o'clock Eastern time from the website. And what they get with us when they give us a call is great prices. They'll get honesty and truth in the products that they're purchasing. They'll get an education. They get great prices, great service. A new client today told me, she said, we can buy gold anywhere, but we come to you because we know what to expect. We know the service that you provide, the pricing that we provide, and we trust you. And trust isn't something that we just say, hey, trust us. We work for it. We want people's trust, and we want them to learn about our company and learn how we do business. The old saying is, we earn their business. So that's what they'll get here by calling Discount Gold and Silver Trading.
And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are an awful lot of people out there in this business, gold and silver, that you really can't trust. And basically, we've been in touch with some of them in the past, and we just had to withdraw suddenly advertising for them. Even people I knew and I liked very much, but I couldn't actually have them on my program because they were not being forthwith and honest with our people. Melody's been with us for 9 years. We've never had a legitimate complaint of any sort against her. She takes good care of people, and her prices are competitive. And basically, of course, it works, and it works very efficiently, and certainly we've dealt with Melody personally. And we think it's an important thing for you to have somebody in this business you could trust. And I would not give her certainly a recommendation if I didn't honestly believe that. In fact, she would not be here with us at all a couple of times a month if I didn't have total confidence in her.
Well, you know what, Dr. Stan? You're one of the few hosts who do that and who care about their listeners. I've spoken to other radio hosts, and they might have had other gold dealers on there. And, you know, I asked them, why do you support someone who's charging your listeners such a high premium? And they really didn't care about the listener. It was, they told me, well, what does it matter if the listener pays a little bit more to support the program? And I told them, I said, well, what, $5 or $10 is one thing, but when you're looking at 10, 20, and 30% difference in premium, that's something else. So I congratulate you and thank you, because you're one of the few that I know who have concerns and protect your listeners. So.
Well, I have to be answerable to our Lord, and if I do something, we're all tempted to. I certainly want to make as much as we can, but I'm not in this for money. I certainly don't make a living from this. We lose money on a regular basis, but I mean, basically, I hope that what we do is going to lead people to the Lord. And if I'm not faithful to that, then the whole thing is certainly a mistake. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody about what's going on, and basically, of course, what you're seeing in the gold and silver markets, in my estimation, is total manipulation. Why? Because, of course, the price of gold started to go up. People would realize, of course, that our currency has very little, if anything, behind it. I will tell you really what's going on in the world today. First of all, the BRIC nations, and that is, of course, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and about four other nations now, have all decided they're going to come up with an alternative currency, and basically, this is nine nations that control about a quarter of the trade in the world, and they're going to come up with a separate type of exchange unit where they trade with one another, and then any differences that are left over are going to be settled in gold. They want a solid currency system, not one, of course, that's beholden to the United States. A friend of ours, William Still, was invited within the last 3 weeks to go to Turkey, where he gave a keynote address to all the financial ministers of many of the Muslim countries throughout the Middle East and Turkey. And basically, they want an alternative monetary system. They've been rebuffed by England, by Europe, and the European Union. They wanted to join the euro. They've been blocked from doing that. And they're increasingly talking about establishing a separate monetary system, no longer certainly looking to America as a reserve currency, and beginning to buy their products and their oil certainly in non-U.S. dollars. And that would be another certainly 20% of the world would be moving away from America. So you're talking about almost half of the world is going to be moving away from the dollar in the next couple of years as far as a reserve currency. And when that happens, it's going to be disastrous results from the United States. And if you haven't heard my interviews with William Still about his trip over there to India to Constantinople, why it's posted on the webpage, well worthwhile listening to. He's an honest man. I've known William for a long period of time, and the fact that they would invite an American who's written about the corruption of the Federal Reserve System to Constantinople to talk to the financial leaders and advisors and ministers of the nations of the Middle East suggests that that part of the world is going to be turning away from America's financial and military leadership. And of course, we know, for instance, within this last week, why there's a growing division between Saudi Arabia and the United States. And the Saudis have simply said, we don't trust America any longer. Suddenly, they were supposed to help us, of course, replace Assad, who's a Sunni Muslim in Syria, and begin to break up the Shia crescent that extends from Iraq all the way to Lebanon. And because we did not follow through with that, why it sounds like Saudi Arabia and many of the other countries over there are going to lose their confidence in America and begin going their own way. And that will only certainly be certainly finance-wise. And as they do that, it means that the petrodollar will cease to be a significant influence as far as international trade. All of these things certainly will eventually result in the destruction of the petrodollar and the reserve currency status of the American dollar. And with that will come massive amounts of currency, well over $30 billion, $30 trillion flooding back into America and simply destroy the life savings of the majority of the American people. At least that's my estimation. How would you interpret what I said? And if you disagree with me, Melody, certainly you don't have to agree. I want to know what you think about the scenario I've laid out.
No, I agree with you 100%. I think when Saudi Arabia came out and they said that there could be a major shift in relationships with the U.S., I immediately thought of the petrodollar, and immediately what would happen, it would be the beginning of the U.S. no longer be in the reserve, have the U.S. dollar no longer be in the reserve world currency. And because all they have to do is begin selling their oil in something other than the U.S. dollar. Of course, they have the agreement for all these years was to protect them, they have certainly had their problems with the Syria and so forth. So, no, I think it's a major change in the game. And again, it's just the unraveling of what this country has become, and it is it's no one wants to play ball with us anymore. I believe you're seeing there's some major announcements. You have, China buying up real estate in various cities around the country. Our country has been piecemealed over the years, and it's just not China. It's, we went through the same thing with Japan when Japan was doing so well in the 90s and late 80s, 90s. They bought up a lot of the real estate. So there's so many problems that we face, and we can't succeed. It is close to the end, to where we will see huge changes, and people will lose. And if there isn't anybody in Washington that is strong enough or have the ability to change little or address the problems that we have other than what they're doing now, we're going to wake up to a whole different world, and it will happen very quickly. I believe what we're seeing now, these are all the signs. This is all the information that we need in order to process what is happening. But I believe when the change comes, no one knows when it will be here. It will happen very quickly. And I believe people will be wiped out overnight if they don't protect what they have. And I'm not saying that just so I can sell gold. It is going to happen. People are going to lose a lot. There's trillions of dollars that are sitting there in retirement accounts. If people really believe they're going to walk away with that money, they're sadly mistaken. I believe they will introduce some sort of a plan, like they'll probably do to the people of Detroit. They'll offer them the annuity. Hey, you're not going to lose 100% of your money. You're only going to lose 50%. But so you don't lose that 50%, let us offer you this a payment for you for the rest of your life. Sign up for Obamacare, and we'll make sure your life is pretty short. And that's how it's going to be. And people might not take that seriously, but it's how it's going to work.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. One more time, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. And then we have Herman on the line. But how can people get in touch with you and suddenly get your information?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. DGScoins.com.
That's DGS Coins for discount gold and silver coins. DGS Coins. Let's go to Herman. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Herman, go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, and good evening, Melody. You often mention, Doctor, that our media is so controlled by six major corporations and controls what the American people read and what they ultimately think about. And so many of us here in America are simply sailing blind, and the analogy of the Titanic came to mind tonight. And you know, Jesus often spoke in stories, and everyone's heard of the story of the tragic voyage of the Titanic. Well, we are on the Titanic economically, and our media has blacked out the huge field of icebergs that is sitting out in front of us, and we are sailing merrily along. And God forbid, if and when these things happen, people are going to wake up the next week and the next days and say, what on earth is going on? I've lost much of my wealth, and we'll be just sitting there stupefied. So, you know, I appreciate your programs, but like right now, it's like the boy crying wolf, and, you know, nobody's listening.
Well, because the boy was crying wolf because there was no wolf there. And then when the wolf came, nobody would believe him. But suddenly the wolf is there. We keep crying wolf. The wolf is very real. One of these days they're going to understand. But if they have not taken action beforehand, it's too late. I mean, basically, you're far better off to take action a year or two or three or 5 years ahead of time rather than try to do something afterwards, because there is no going back. And unfortunately, I believe, of course, we're moving very, very close to this time when the dollar, of course, is going to lose its reserve status. And with that, of course, we've lost the stability of the dollar, and it will simply almost instantaneously lose the vast majority of its value. And those who put their confidence in the U.S. dollar are going to come to a very rude awakening. Okay, anything else, Herman? Or how would you respond to that, Mark, Sunny Melody?
It is difficult when we have the media that is controlled. It is very difficult for people to understand. They come home, they turn on the news, and they think they're getting the truth. And, you know, you do have to be proactive. You have to go out there in search of the truth. And but people who do listen to programs like this, you need to share it. And you know, sometimes there's a lot of sensationalism out there on the internet, and you get a lot of misinformation and so forth. And it is difficult to weed through. But programs like yours, Dr. Stan, the information, the books, your newsletter, and everything that you provide, people should be actively getting that, passing them around, and eventually let people read and understand what's going on, even if they believe 40% of what's going on. It's certainly more than what they know now. And it does take time to learn. It's just not something people wake up to overnight too and say, oh, yeah, look what's going on.
Well, this is why so often I will be told, people say, well, look, I don't want to hear about that. You know, I just don't have time for that. And so I'd say, look, don't try to tell people things. Just ask them a question. What would you do, Sunny, if they destroyed the value of our currency and all the money you have set aside for your retirement was suddenly worthless? What would you do? Plant the idea in their mind there's a problem. Let's go right now, go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. I'm really blackly pessimistic anymore, but I keep putting one foot in front of the other. But I had a question for Melody about the ultimate worth of silver and gold. I never really wanted to ask her this. You know, I want her to keep putting one foot in front of the other also. But, you know, in the book of James, in the Bible, and in Ezekiel, it says that they will cast their silver and gold into the street as worthless things. I have many silver and gold coins. I'm not going to say how much, but I've amassed them over 30 years. And that's just putting one foot in front of the other. If things really get bad, I mean really bad, don't you think the government will, in order to be fair, quote-unquote, refuse to honor silver and gold and institute some kind of a credit system where everyone is, it's like the mark of the beast or whatever, everyone gets some kind of credit, those who survive, and no currency, no valuables, nothing will be useful in buying and trading. What do you think of that?
All right. How would you respond to Bruce as saying, well, basically, because it says in the type, in the Bible, it's a place that certainly of why people will cast their gold and silver in the streets. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think there would be a black market for gold and streets. For gold and silver, there'd be a black market. And the scripture that talks about throwing your gold and silver in the streets because it's going to be worthless, I think the whole chapter talks about a group of people, wealthy people, that they may as well throw their gold and silver into the streets because they will not be able to buy their salvation. That means gold and silver has to have a very high value. If people are trying to buy their salvation, they may as well throw all their wealth in the streets because you can't buy it. I think that's what that means if you read the whole verse. I think that's the whole gist of that. But you can also look at it in today's currency. Our money today, our dollars are worthless. You could throw that into the street because it's worthless. They use gold and silver in those days. Our currency today is stuff worthless dollars, so you could throw them into the streets. So you can interpret in different ways. But I believe that it is the salvation. You can't buy your what your salvation. And I also believe that Obamacare is part of the is part of the mark of the beast. If they're going to take control over your body, the government's going to take control over your body. That's a for another program. But I think we are at a point. What else are you going to do? Your dollars are going to become worthless. Your purchasing power is going to be limited. It's going to decrease. You're going to lose your purchasing power if you hold on to those dollars. So you do have to protect what we have. We have to do the best that we can. We have to prepare. I mean, it's just like buying food. It's just like getting ready so that we have water and everything else. You need to preserve your currency. And if things, when we get to that point, I believe there will be a black market for it. You will have to be out of their system. And I believe God provides. God provides gold and silver for us. He did it for a reason. And I think when we get to that time, I believe that's what we'll use it for.
And I really believe, because we don't know what the future holds, but remember, God may not be even talking to the people in America. America didn't exist at the time. We may be in an entirely different situation. Maybe he's simply talking to the people in the Holy Land or the people in Europe. We don't know, and basically there's no place where God says, suddenly, we are going to be talking in the United States, you know, and the gold is going to become worthless. Doesn't mention America. In fact, if we are Mystery Babylon, why, of course, our whole financial center of the world is here. And that's what Mystery Babylon is, and it is destroyed. But something will have to exist for a means of exchange. If you want to simply throw your gold in the streets, would be just let me do it when you do it, Bruce. I'll be glad to come back and visit you. Hey, thanks so much. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
So
let's go to Joe's calling from Spokane. Joe, do you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Stan. Well, I got a question for both you and Melody. excuse me. You know, if this does go by the way of, a total collapse, so on and so forth, where the dollar is worthless, well, then everything else is going to be worthless because let's think about it. There's so many mortgages out there that are still being paid. So now you got a dollar that's worthless. You got a home that's worthless. So then how can you hold the people to their original monthly payments of XYZ dollars?
Hold the thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cederstrom. Tell Melody one more time. Get out your telephone number and your address, and then we'll let you go because it's getting late back there.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website, dgscoins.com, DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com.
Okay, God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, basically, we don't know what's going to happen, but there's always going to be some sort of a system of barter. And down through the ages, gold and silver always had value, and I certainly would not bet against it. But if you are going to throw your gold and silver in the streets, please let me know when you're going to do that, and maybe we can send somebody there to visit you. Make your preparations accordingly. Suddenly you have the things on hand that you would need to survive. You need things to barter. But there is always certainly been a place throughout all ages for gold and silver. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and you would like to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will give us want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And there you get our four best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us maintain our network of radio stations across the country. And whenever we can get a good deal, why, we will add new stations. And so if certainly, depending on the time of day, we do have fairly good coverage. Of course, we also have internet coverage. We have shortwave coverage. We have satellite coverage. We even have telephone. You can actually hear our afternoon program from 3 to 5 Pacific time on telephone and during the rest of the day through that same mechanism. So if you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Well, let me just mention we do have a line of health products which we think are excellent. They come from a very good Christian company. They come out over our label, but Radio Liberty label, but they're responsible. These are the things that Barbara and I take, and basically the elementary things that you need for your health. So the elementary things you need to boost your immune system. And if you'd like to get something, yeah, you can get a list of them in the catalog. We can send you a list of the health products we carry. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or you can see them certainly on our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you go to the area where it talks about about health products, and the first one listed there has to do with the soap products we carry, and then just scroll on down, and you'll come, of course, to the various health products. And you really need to be taking these supplements because they will help to protect you against cancer and all the other things that are plaguing people so much today. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest and they're poisoning the trees. They're even using insecticides that will poison the bees. This is not imaginary. It's real. And you need to understand that. So we need to get the books, certainly by our good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We have several 4-tape sets with Russell Blaylock, which we recommend to you. And basically, we have an excellent book on Honest Medicine, which we recommend. We have certainly a great deal of information that will help you maintain your health, and you're going to have to be responsible. But lay in a supply of health products, certainly lay in a supply of the various soaps we have, specifically the neutralizer gel, which is amazing. Certainly we've seen some amazing things of several people with intractable shingles, or at least with shingles, terrible pain, and suddenly within a week the pain is gone. Well, it happened to everybody. Well, there's no way of knowing. You're just going to have to try it. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. We must take America back. Bring in the gangs and the crowds in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders to lead us. Let us all be grateful.